Hi there, this is Tracy, and it is 4th of July! Happy Independence Day! And I wanted to make this special video for some of my subscribers that are joining me in the Codependency Club. We are all codependents, most likely, if we have been a victim of a narcissist. We are loving and kind, and we just want to be loved. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being a codependent. We just have to understand it. We have to understand why it made us make choices and why it made us be a really good supply for the narcissist to feed off of. And something that I want to bring up that I learned this week was core beliefs. And I was in my narcissist support group, and we were talking about core beliefs, and they gave us homework. They actually gave us a list of things that potentially we may believe about ourselves. And they might be, I'm unlovable, I'm not good enough, I'm a bad person, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm abnormal, I'm boring, I'm worthless, and I'm undeserving. Or maybe I'm fat. When we believe these things, they've been in our head, deep, deep, deep down inside of our head. And it's not that we walk around saying I'm unlovable or I'm stupid. And yet we tell ourselves this story because it's been drilled into our heads. For example, she made us choose one of them and write down what our negative core belief about ourselves is from that list. And we could add others, but from that list of 9, I first wrote, I'm unlovable. And the second part of the exercise was to list 3 pieces of evidence that are contrary to that core belief. And she really made us look hard. She made us think about it. And my pieces of evidence that were contrary to that I'm unlovable was that I have many people that love me. And I work hard at being a good person. And just because I've made bad choices, it doesn't mean that I don't deserve to be loved. And if you look at the contrary kind of things in the way that we judge ourselves, and the things that we tell ourselves, it helps us understand the codependency, because this is drilled into our head. And maybe it was drilled in by someone that we love, like our parents, and we wanted to be loved from. And maybe it's just something we tell ourselves. As the group worked together in looking at this, I found another one that didn't come to me right away, but it said, mine was, I'm stupid. And I always believed that because I have 2 sisters, both with master's degrees, college, master's, and I went to school for 1 year. I was a fuck up. I failed gym in college. It was really cold and there was no way I was gonna walk across campus with wet hair. It just wasn't happening. So I just didn't go. So I failed gym, seriously. And then I dropped out of college. I ended up being a self-taught person. I took courses, I took certifications. I found something that I love to do and I built it myself. I paid for my own way to be taught. I'm going to about 5 to 10 conferences a year to keep myself on the edge of my marketing career. And I have built a business. I am well known, well respected, and I have people that I'm responsible for in a company that I pay their salary. And so where did the I'm stupid come in? That's an old recording that's been in my head since I'm little, because I think what I figured out is that I chose to be the fuck up in the family because I wasn't getting the attention that I needed. And I was always smart. I just didn't care. I was applying myself to the wrong things. I was applying myself to things that weren't good for me. But the truth is that I am brilliant, and I have built something so much bigger than my two sisters ever did with their degrees. And so I have to give myself a break. I have to understand that because of this codependency, I've been telling myself these stories. And I implore you to look at yourself and think about what core beliefs you have. If you think that being codependent is a bad thing and something that you should be judged for, something that you've done wrong, you're wrong. We're all products of how we were raised or the life that we chose. And sometimes the life chose us. We didn't start out by choosing it. So cut yourself a break, give yourself some slack, and be kind to yourself. Don't judge yourself by these core beliefs. Do the exercise. Rewind this if you have to, but I'll put the 9 that were on this worksheet down below in the comments when I'm done with this video. And I want you to think about it. Do the exercise. What core belief do you have that makes you think that some part of this narcissistic abuse that you have endured is any bit your fault? And when you figure that out and when you hold on to it, accept it for what it was. That was yesterday. I decided to fuck up in school. That was my choice. But then when I wanted to learn, I excelled beyond anyone's expectations. And the same thing can happen for our lovability status. We have to remember that we were good. All we wanted to do was love somebody. We were not the evil ones. We did not cause pain. We did not cause harm. And being lovable is a human emotion. We are all lovable. I have a YouTube video that I will also put the link to down below that I have probably watched 100 times. It is by a woman named Tracy McMillan, and it is, it's called the Person That You Should Have Married. And it's about self-love. And she's been married 3 times, and she realized through her upbringing and her foster care life of hers in 20 foster homes that all she wanted to do was be married and have a family. And every time I listen to it, it rings a bell, and it teaches me that instead of wanting to be married and find my perfect partner, find the perfect partner inside of you. You are there till death do you part. All of that love and all of the things that you did for others, do for yourself now. It's time to love yourself. Marry yourself. Watch her video. And if you're like me and a codependent, like she is, you will find hope in learning to love yourself and learning to forgive yourself for being a codependent. It's not your fault. The fact that you're here and you're learning is great news. You are independent. This is Independence Day, and we're gonna put a whole new meaning. That whole, you know, our forefathers and all that, the American flag stuff, that's awesome. We can have fireworks. When you're watching fireworks tonight, every one that goes off, every single one, think of it as a new beginning for you. It's going to be a great new world because we're so much smarter. We are educating ourselves, and only we have the power to control what's in our mind and change those core beliefs. Because I am lovable, and I am not stupid. And until I did this exercise this week, I had that recording in there. And every time it comes back, every single time it comes back into your head that you are unlovable or it was your fault in some way, play the new recording. Give yourself that evidence that's contrary to that belief. Do the exercise. And I think that it will help you on the road to recovery. Another quote that Tracy McMillan said, and when you watch this video, you're going to hear it. She said, a mistake is only a mistake if you don't grow from it and you don't learn from it. If you're here, you're learning. Be proud of yourself. Thank yourself for finally taking the time to understand and forgive yourself. And love yourself the way you want to be loved. Because if you don't love yourself the way that you want to be loved, it opens the door for people to love you the way they have before. Narcissists pretending to love you. So love yourself first. And another really good exercise would be to make a list of things that you like about yourself. How do you care for yourself? If you care for yourself, think about things that maybe you like the way you dress. Maybe you like your hair. Like girls, we color our hair, right? We actually spend time in self-love doing that. People that don't care about themselves don't color their hair. They don't get their nails done. They don't make an effort to feel good about themselves. If you care what you wear in the morning, if you care what you eat, if you exercise, those are things that you love about yourself. Don't cut those things short. If you're on this channel and you're learning right now, you're doing it for you and you love yourself. So start loving yourself the way you want to be loved. And I promise you, that person will come along and they'll love you that way because you already love yourself that way. This is Tracy. Peace out. Happy 4th of July. And let's have a codependent club together.